Welcome to the show, Ryan, the vice captain of the ship. I've just realised my seat is really low.
Oh, pump yourself up, mate. Give yourself a little pump up. Oh, here we go.
And we're here good with to author Tony Lodge, and we are calling Katie, who is in Brisbane.
Ooh, Bris Vegas. Oh,
hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, you didn't hang up on me. What's going on?
Oh, sorry. Well, we rang and then Ryan's chair was too low, so we've restarted. Yeah. So it's actually
does he feel a bit bigger now? Yep.
I literally said, Katie, I was like, oh, yeah, pump yourself up, mate. All good.
But, Katie, will you approve this podcast? I guess is the more important thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Woo! Woo. Thanks, Katie.
Hey, it's Katie from Brisbane and I approve this podcast.
Today's a pretty exciting day.
Is it?
Yeah, actually, Monday's a really exciting day.
Monday is
big
a
announcement.
Really exciting
big
day.
Announcement. The Fuck It Fund.
More. Sorry, I'm excited.
But are we keeping you up?
And I can't actually even get away with it because it's video shy.
Yeah. Are we keeping you up?
So I got so excited that I yawned.
Yep.
I couldn't take all the information in, so.
Now, let's start today's episode, though. Yep. It is an exciting day. With a list of things that aren't a personality, and we've discussed this many times before, some people seem to think it's a personality, and let me just go on the record. I'm happy for you to do these things. In fact, I encourage these
and
things. They sound like a lot of fun.
You're allowed to like whatever you want to like. That's fine.
But some of these things aren't a personality.
Yeah.
Going to the gym.
Not a personality.
Happy for you. Keep
you're allowed to love it. That's the thing. Good for you. I talked about joining the gym this week.
Great.
She didn't call me, by the way. No phone call.
But that's not your personality.
Maybe she listens to the podcast.
I hope she does. People who like the TV show The Office.
Yep.
Are you?
I love The Office, but I wouldn't say
that's
it's
not your
my
personality.
Personality.
No. People who smoke meats. I love smoking meat.
No, you don't. You've never smoked a meat in your life.
Sorry, let me
you
rephrase.
You love eating smoked meat, yes.
I love eating meat that's been smoked.
Now that you've got like a proper house and a backyard, yeah. Are you going to get into a bit of that?
We have a Weber. Which is
what does that mean? Oh, we've got a Weber.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a barbecue that's not gas, it's like with coals.
Oh, well, the Weber is just the brand. We have a Weber.
Yeah, but like when a Weber, it's like the coals.
No, it's not.
Are you joking?
We have a Weber.
You've got a barbecue from the Weber brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a Weber though.
How?
If I show you a Weber, you'll be like, oh, one of those
no,
things.
The red like domed one. Like I know what you're talking about. The domed one that has coals in it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't necessarily, if you said I've got a Weber, I wouldn't immediately be like, oh, you've got one of those.
That's what that means though.
No, it isn't.
Can someone please confirm or deny?
I'm. Do you know what I'm going to Google? I've got a Weber.
Please do. What would even come up if you said?
Oh, so I guess if you, no. So if you said I've got a Weber grill.
Yeah.
That would be the like coal one.
Right.
Because a grill is like those ones.
Yep.
But like, I guess if you said barbecue though.
Yeah.
Like, so we have a Weber Q.
A Weber Q.
Which I forgot, I guess is like, cause you know how you get that baby Q, family Q,
Weber Q.
We've got the Weber Q.
Grill. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I do have a.
All right. But I think we were both right. And also you were such an asshole just then when I said we've got a Weber and you went, oh, no, you don't.
No, cause I know what you've got. It's not that I'm better than you. It's not my personality.
Well, it felt like you were really slinging that dick over me just then.
I'd love to be able to sling a dick over anything. Now, Bridget loves to get up early and put a, like if we're having a lunch,
yeah.
She'll get up real early and like roast it low and slow.
Yeah.
Again, not her personality. People who've been to Japan. People who like sampling craft beers.
There is actually just nothing worse than going to the pub with people who order a flight of something. I hate it.
I did that the other week when I was with Boz at,
I hate it.
Why?
I just get one beer.
But what if you want to taste them all?
I don't know. It just is so and it's like huge on the table and then the waiter comes over and they like have to fucking, you know, they're picking up. You're like, it's just such a pain in the ass. You've got the paddle with all the things
you and
on
me
it.
Go to Brodriggy. We'll get the
I
tacos,
do love Brodriggy.
The wings and a paddle each.
I can't. You can get I mean, I wouldn't get a flat of beer anyway because I don't like beer.
We can get some seltzers in there. You can get a mix.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they're only little. You just get a taste.
I love that you're committing to going to Bodrigi with me, which I know will never happen.
Well, it can be the end of year staff party for the two of us.
Oh, that's fun, but not our personality.
Can I confirm one last personality thing before we get into your partner's?
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got a good rig and you like wearing fuck all at the beach.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'd go further and say I'm almost jealous.
Oh, almost.
Leave your best. Look, I am jealous.
Yeah.
Flaunt it. However.
Yeah.
Wearing a bikini is not a personality.
You're more than your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people need to be told that, hey, you look great and fucking live your best life. But you.
You're more than a hot girl or a hot guy or a hot person.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Have you ever met like someone that's like a hot bikini girl and then they're quite bland?
Well, I've met lots of bland people.
Maybe just one particular. There was like, I just, from their Instagrams, like, you are the most fun, outgoing person.
Oh, I see.
And then I met them and hung out with them and I was like.
You're like, oh, it's not what it seems. But I think that's just Instagram.
Yeah, you're
like,
right,
there's been
you're right.
So many people where I'm like, oh my God, you're really funny, or like, you sound like a great person. And I'm like, oh, that's your online personality.
Brand, yeah.
Yeah, 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 your brand.
That could be for a lot
rather
of things.
Than your, that's what I find. But so speaking of things that aren't your personality, can I just special mention to people, Friends? Watching Friends is not a personality.
Yep.
But I've got a new boyfriend.
I haven't met this new. Oh, actually, sort of briefly.
Briefly. We'll get to that.
Yep.
So my boyfriend, Torbs, we've been together for almost 10 years. So we've been doing it for like 10 years.
Doing it for 10 years. Together for 9.
Together for 9. And we know each other pretty well. It's been a really long time that we've been together. You know, you change, you grow and all of that. And recently we got a dog.
Yep.
And
ooh, is having a dog dangerous territories for personality?
I think so.
Yeah.
And you know what? If having Pippa is my personality now, I'm actually fine with it. And you can fucking Google that because I just said it. That's on the. I'm on the record. I don't know. I'm just like defensive about the fact that I'm actually comfortable with Pippa being my personality because she's so fucking cute.
Okay.
And I love her so much. Anyway, so we got a dog. Torbs, my boyfriend, has become a dad. And he's really changed. And what is one thing that is synonymous with dads?
Oof, bad shoes.
Bad shoes!
Shirts tucked in, belts.
I'm wearing a shirt that's tucked in right now.
Caps. So but you're doing it fashionably.
Oh, thank you. That's cute of you. Thanks.
Yes.
No, the weather. Dads fucking love checking the weather.
They do, don't they?
They do. It's a dad thing.
It is a dad thing.
So if your personality is being a dad that loves checking the weather, I'd check yourself. You probably also you probably also love smoking meats.
And there's crossover.
Yeah, you know, like they're all kind of like merging into one thing. But so like every morning, Torbs or Torbs and I will take Pippa for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm working or sleeping in,
mm-hmm.
Torbs will take Pippa by himself.
Yep.
And he started checking the weather for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Because like before, we didn't fucking leave the house. And if we did, it was like just the two of us. It didn't really matter. Like if we got rained on or whatever, it wouldn't matter. But he's
you weren't going for long walks.
No, but like if we were leaving the house to do anything, it would be like, oh, cool, we'll be outside for however long.
Whatever.
And if we were going for a big walk, it was because it was sunny outside. So like, you know, not a problem. But every morning he wakes up and goes, oh, well, I'll check the weather. Because fucking God forbid Pippa gets fucking wet.
Heaven forbid. A speck of rain
touches
that dog.
Our beautiful French bulldog. I don't know. I don't even want to think about what would happen if that was the case.
Could I guess that she would get home slightly wet, you'd pat her off with a towel and you'd all continue living your life?
Oh, yeah. Like she'd be fine. But also like if I had her and it started to rain, I'd probably just pick her up and then like I'd kind of.
Just head home.
Head home.
Head undercover. Wait like, for the rain to pass.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Anyway, so he's checking it all the time and kind of like slipping into conversation like, oh, well, I'll take Pippa in about half an hour because like, oh, I've checked the radar on the Bureau of Meteorology. I've checked the bomb. I've checked the radar. Like, oh, half an hour, radar, bomb, radar, check the radar. Oh, half an hour, check the radar, bomb, radar, radar, check the radar, bomb, bomb, bomb.
Can I just also add,
mm-hmm.
being into the weather is a fucking, like a gateway when you get onto the radar, that's...
Oh, so that's what I mean. So he is on the Bureau of Meteorology checking the radar. So it's like for anybody that's never checked the radar before, because you've got a fucking life.
Which is most of us. We got laid in high school.
It's like the map, and then it shows like the rain and the wind movement over the city, and you can pick like the sections of time. So you can go the next 5 minutes, the next half an hour, the next hour, whatever, and kind of like see how it's going to shift. I've had
Do
to
Do you
look
know
at
a little
it,
bit too much about
I've had
this?
To look
I don't
at
know
it
how
quite
I don't
sometime.
I don't like how much you know about this.
Recently, it's
you're
the
average
only
of
thing.
The people you spend time with, and are you spending too much time with a radar guy?
Yes, it's what's happening. But anyway, because he's kind of saying this in a loving way about my beautiful pippy girl, I was like, you know what?
It's kind of endearing.
It's kind of endearing. It's quite lovely. You love her so much. You don't want to get stuck in the rain with her, you know. You're a dad. You're allowed. But then it took a turn. And it's now like Torbs is my dad.
Oh.
And not in a hot way, if that's what you're into. It's overtaken him. So just last week.
It's his personality.
You and I.
Yep.
We were in Jakarta.
Yep.
And we were waiting for our flight home. And it had been clear and fine as a daisy the whole time we were there.
Yep.
But the morning, so we woke up at 1:30 to get to the airport, and we were getting on a flight at 4 a.m. or something.
Yep.
Like, it was very, very early.
Yep.
It hadn't rained the whole time we were there, and it fucking, we wake up at 1:30, torrential fucking rain.
Pissing down.
Pissing down. Absolutely bucketing down. And we finally get to the airport an hour fucking later or whatever, and it's like lightning and thunder. And you and I, it's the end of a rough week. Well, a great week, but just like a long week. I'd fallen over. You were feeling sick. We just needed to get home. It's like when you're on a holiday, you get to the point where you're like, just fucking get me home now.
Yep.
We're sitting in the airport and I'm like, if this fucking weather holds up our flight, like what, like.
I'm going to fucking lose.
I'm going to fucking shit myself.
Yep.
Sorry, you were actually shitting yourself. So I shouldn't throw that around.
Let's not just joke about these things.
So I messaged Torbs and I said, oh, my God, there's a really bad storm here. God,
you're feeding the beast.
Like, and I just didn't really think about it, but I'm like, oh, there's a really bad storm, like thunder and lightning. Really hope we don't take off late, because we also were trying to meet a connecting flight. So I was like, you know, the roll-on effect of that is just fucking a pain in the ass. And he goes, don't – I actually don't even think I can say this straight face.
Don't look at me when you say it. I can't. I can't hear this.
This is my message, right? He goes, don't worry. I've checked.
What?
I've checked the radar and it should be clear for 45 minutes time when you should be taking off.
Did he let the pilot know?
Oh, he's working in fucking mission control. Yeah. And he goes, don't worry, I have checked, I'm across it. And so he's like, what, 4 or 5 hours ahead of us in time?
Yeah.
So he's woken up at like 8 a.m.
Dad, radar.
Dad, I've got to check the radar. Oh, you know what? And Tony's in fucking Jakarta, I'll check that as well. And then, so he goes, don't worry, it'll be fine. And I was like, you've taken like this too far. Like, this is actually too much. And I could not believe it. And so I was like, oh, Ryan, I've got a great story that I've got to tell you on Friday. And then yesterday, you and I are on the phone.
Fuck, mate, this is a punish.
Yesterday, you and I are on the phone. And I had you on speaker and we were like on FaceTime, whatever. Yep. And it's fucking really cold in Melbourne at the moment. As you can see, we're both wearing fucking like knitted jumpers.
It's supposed to be summer in what?
It's fucking December next week.
Yeah.
And it's fucking literally last night we had the heater on. I had
the fire on yesterday.
We're both sitting there with Ugg boots and tracky pants and jumpers on and whatever.
Can my love to say be it's cold enough to put a fire on? Or is that giving out bad juju vibes because I want a warm summer?
I feel like
it's mixed messaging.
But speaking of your fire, so you go, I was like, oh, bro, like I better head off. What are you up to today? I've got a bunch of shit to do. And you go, oh, I'm actually going to see if we can go and get some wood because, oh, fuck yeah, it's so cold. And then all of a sudden, I've like got my AirPods in. Oh, no, I didn't have – you were on speaker so Tobes could hear you. And he goes, oh, you'll want to get that in the next half an hour because I've checked the radar and it'll be raining soon. And I go, what? And he goes, oh, well, yeah, like I checked out their way.
Your new place, is that Research Kangaroo Ground?
Yeah. Well, I've just had a look and, I reckon the rain will hit in the next half an hour, so you want to go and get the wood now.
Can I tell you something that has never fucked me off more.
What?
Actually, well, the second thing that fucked me off was him saying that. Because I was just... like, oh, mate, we get it. You've got the fucking internet. You've got a new personality. You're a radar guy. Give it a fucking rest.
Like,
so it was, and the reason I like made a mental note, that was at 12:30.
Yeah.
And he goes, you've only got half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then what happened?
So I drive out through Wattle Glen out to Diamond Creek because I found a wood guy.
Yeah, Dymo, they call it.
Dymo, they call it. You know how I like badmouth Dymo?
Nah. Oh, did you?
Like right back in the start.
Oh.
I talked a bit of trash about Diamond Creek. When I was in the Coles buying, I got like those really long matches so you can get in like a fire. And I bought some newspaper to get it started.
Yeah.
And, and there was a girl who listens to the podcast and she goes, oh, are you Ryan? I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, I listen every day. I was like, oh, thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate it. And she goes, you're in Dymo? I said, and I was like, I can't say anything on this podcast.
Fuck.
Anyway, so I get out there and get all the stuff. Then I get to the wood place. It's about 12:58.
And you go, oh, my God.
And it's outside. And I'm like, well, if it starts raining, the wood's going to get wet and, like, whatever.
But are you looking up going, there's no way it's going to fucking rain?
No, well, I'm so aware that Torb said at 12:30, you've got half an hour.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Torb's has got a brother out my way. Because I get in there and I was like, mate, can I get some wood? He goes, better hurry. Rain's on the way. I was like, have you looking at the rain? And then we're putting the stuff into the car. And literally as I shut the boot shut full of wood, it ticks over 1 o'clock and fucking to the second rain starts falling.
I've got goosebumps. That is beautiful.
And there's actually a bit of hail. Did you see that on the news?
Yeah, I did.
I was like, we're a week away from summer.
And
there's
hailing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was honestly as if like the accuracy of a NASA countdown.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3. It's 1 o'clock.
Here
Bang.
We go. Open her up.
So I drove home in the rain, put the fire on. I was like, and you know what I said?
Thank God Torb's not.
Thank God for Torb's. And I hated how accurate and convenient he was because 12:30, Bridget's like, oh, I might put some soup on. Do you want some lunch? And I was like, no.
No, it's going to rain in half an hour. I've got to go.
If I wait, I could get stuck at the wood will get wet. We can't light a fire.
Yeah.
And then I get home, it's drenched, and I'm just drenched from just like getting out from the car. And then Bridge goes, lucky Torb's checked the radar.
Lucky. I was like, and he'll take that.
Don't encourage him.
Because on Monday, oh, no, it wasn't Monday, the other day.
Yeah.
Torbs checks the radar. He goes, I'm going to just take Pip for a walk. I've checked it. It's clear.
Yeah.
And it started raining while he was out. And I had to go and pick him up. That's how bad it was raining. He goes, can you come and pick Pip and I up?
Did he not check the radar?
And then, right, in the car, he goes, oh, well, I don't know what's going on over at the bloody bomb because I checked the
radar.
Can you
just tell everyone the bomb stands for Bureau of Meteorology?
I checked the bomb. And that, so I don't know what's gone wrong. And he's, you know, like he's like fucked
he's
up about it.
Back up
I'm like, so you're willing to take on that, like, you're a fucking master of the weather when you're right, but when you're wrong, it's the bomb spot.
Yeah. Well, so my cousin Max also was a radar guy.
Oh.
For a few years,
it's a slippery slope, I feel.
Yeah, he was a tradie, like labourer, working outside.
Okay,
so it's sort of fair
enough.
That
makes a bit more sense, yeah.
So one night we're in, I think, Carlton North, and our friend lives about a kilometre away.
Uh-huh. But so pretty cruisy, cool area.
Yeah. Bar's closing, and we're like, oh, should we walk back to Lehman Fields? We'll have a few more beers there, or should we get a cab? Oh, it's pretty late. We're young students, you know, we catching a cab, kind of expensive. And he goes, oh, I'll check the radar. And you've just rolled your eyes now. I rolled my eyes and went, fucking righto. So we're in the bar and we're like walking out the front and he's checking the radar. We walk outside and it's raining. There is rain coming from the sky. And we walk to the corner and he's holding his phone and the rain is hitting the screen of his iPhone, splattering on top. And you know what he says? We've got about 15 minutes till the rain gets in. I reckon we'll make it. What do you say to that?
I reckon you go, yeah, cool, just ride up here. And while he's busy looking at the radar, you turn left
and just get in the cab. Get in the tram.
And you gap it and hope that he doesn't fucking find you.
Because I was like, if we have to get a taxi, we will. But if it's not going to rain, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine to walk.
And I couldn't because once you're a radar guy, that's all you've got.
But that's what I mean. So he goes, well, I don't know what could have happened. Torbs goes, oh, it shouldn't be raining. I'm like, well, it is. You can't tell me it shouldn't be raining if it's literally coming out of the
maybe
air.
Maybe it shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah.
There is rain falling on my head.
I'm telling you.
Dropping on my shoulders.
Yeah.
The screen you're watching the radar on has water slapping the front of it.
Yeah, I'm not fucking tipping me Frank Green on your fucking screen. And it's the fucking rain.
And I was like, nah, it's raining. And he'd be like, no, look. And yeah. Like put it in my face. I was like.
You can't reason with a radar guy. Put that on a
not
fucking t-shirt.
Not a truer word has ever been said on this podcast.
You cannot reason with a radar guy.
So have you signed up to Tinder or Hinge? What's your plan B here? Like what's the – you can't continue living with this maniac.
Torbs would probably be able to go on the fucking radar chat room and find a new wife that's probably a fucking
– oh, they can have – oh.
And you go, oh, how's the weather at your place? Wet. Like my
that's
funny.
A fucking great pickup line.
Thank you.
If you're a radar loser.
Yeah.
That's a great idea for an app.
Thank you.
Radar chat.
All right. Well – oh, my God.
What?
We've just done radar chat.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we can go on the app. You'll find Torbs there.
Hey, it's Katie from Brisbane, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
It's Black Friday today.
Yeah.
Can we just say?
Yeah.
Black Friday.
You would have literally just seen me open my phone. I've got like 6 deliveries on the way. Yeah.
Black Friday's taking the piss.
Why?
Today.
Oh, yeah.
Is Black Friday.
Yeah.
So when you go, oh, Black Friday sale, it's been on for the last 2 weeks.
It started on Monday. Yeah. Well,
is it Black Fortnite?
Black Fortnite.
Or is it Black Day?
I think the same
Black
about like Boxing Day sales.
They go into early January.
Yeah.
You go, come on, mate.
Boxing Day sales used to fucking be the tits. They're shit now.
Yeah. Well, if
things are on sale all the time, though.
Have we aged 40 years in the last 3 days?
I'm wearing a cardigan. You're wearing a fucking shit jumper. We're like sitting here having a fucking
whinge about how it used to be.
The radar's on and the sales aren't as good.
What
and
I will say,
don't
though,
last as long as they used to.
If you're on sale 52 weeks of the year, which every place seems to be, then I don't care about your sale because it's all you're always on sale.
And
because
there's so many shops now, it's like, oh, if the TV you want isn't on sale there, you just buy it down the road.
Exactly.
You know, your JB Hi-Fi, your Good Guys, your Harvey Normans, yeah.
Fuck, we have got so old, hey.
Oh, yeah.
When did this happen?
I don't know. Literally in the last 30 minutes.
Coming up on Monday show, Tony will list white goods outlets in Australia.
And Ryan will teach you how to knit. A massive shout out to a few of our champion tubbers over at our Patreon. That would have enjoyed our live stream yesterday morning that we did for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Happy Black Friday, by the way. Hope you're lining up for those sales. Your Retrovision, your Harvey Norman.
Yeah, you know what? There was probably just an ad, depending on which country you're in. And the ad was like, how good's Black Friday sale?
Oh, Abby, thank you so much. Sammy Conduit, thank you. Dylan Hawkins, Jack, and Madeline Tyrrell, thank you so much for being part of our Patreon. We fucking love to see it. And we love seeing your names pop up.
Yeah. Now, as you said,
we've got nothing else going on.
Thanksgiving yesterday, or if you're listening Thursday night in different parts of the world, depending on when this episode comes out, still might be Thanksgiving. A few years ago, I went to New Orleans for Thanksgiving. And
yeah, because that's where all your family is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all the biological family. That's sort of the like the unofficial home base. You know when people are all over the place, but there's kind of like that spiritual home?
Yeah.
I feel like the spiritual home was New Orleans.
Is that like where the kids all grew up?
No, they're New York, New Jersey and stuff like that.
Right.
But just I think one of the grandparents were there.
Sure.
Half-brother, stepbrother, Cole, was living there at the time.
Because I feel like ours is like for my family, is Perth. But is that just because it's where I grew up?
Yeah, well, that's where you always
meet
up.
That's our home base kind of thing? Yeah.
And I just... great memories. Every time Thanksgiving comes around, I think about how great New Orleans was. And I don't know if it's a coincidence, but like the New Orleans Saints, the football team, were playing like that night.
Oh.
So we had this great lunch, drank heaps. And then like we went to this bar later in the night, like the football's on and it's like the thanks. And at the bar, they're serving like turkey breast. And it was just like,
oh, cool.
Having like fun cocktails and stuff. And it's a great time.
I'd love to go to New Orleans.
Yeah, we'll go on the next year. It's unreal. I've got a place for you to stay.
I need the help.
Yeah. So I'm loving the, like, even though Australia doesn't do Thanksgiving, just that like wholesome vibes of like family traditions, and we always watch the game together, and then you know, mum makes the pumpkin pie, and we always do this. And
well, I don't.
Your mum doesn't make pumpkin pie?
No.
Why not?
Doesn't like it.
Now, I don't want to spoil what's in your book, but do you, because I've read it, but can you just share one of the fun little things that happens on Christmas Day in the Lodge household when you were growing up?
Yeah. So obviously, yeah, we don't do Thanksgiving in Australia, but for Christmas is like our big family holiday.
Yep.
And it was always like, if you didn't have to a place to be, you're at the Lodges. Like we would, like there would be many blow-ins.
Yep.
Like we'd just through the day, we'd be eaten or in the pool, and you could find us either, in the kitchen or in the backyard. Yep. Like there was just people coming and going all day. And we would always have like a big breakfast, but then lunch was like our, so you know how some people do their dinner?
Yep.
Ours was lunch.
Yep.
And dad would have like meat on the spit overnight, and mum would be like chopping fucking potatoes for 3 weeks until beforehand stuff.
Yep.
And because we had so many blow-ins, we always used to do like paper plates.
It's so much easier.
And I know
don't try and pretend you're fancy with
These days you probably wouldn't do it, but back in the day we always did paper plates.
Absolutely.
And so you'd kind of do the like, you know when you're at someone's house for a roast and you like walk through the kitchen like a school cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like you go, oh, yep, I'll get like a scoop of that and I'll get a scoop of that. Yeah. Like it's like a smorgasbord kind of thing. And because mum goes, well, I'm not fucking serving everyone's dinner. I don't know what everyone wants.
Ready to go on the bench, grab a plate.
Yep, exactly. And then like at the end of the thing, there's like a big thing of gravy and you fucking pour it over everything that you've managed to get.
How many gallons
do
you want this year, sweetheart?
Literally. And then, you know, you get up and have seconds and we're drinking champagne and doing the bonbons and stuff. Fucking beautiful. And because in Australia it's really hot during Christmas, it's like in the middle of our summer, we would always have like the ceiling fan on like over the lunch table so that like everyone didn't fucking perish.
Yeah, sweat to death.
And I don't know how this started, but at the end of eating when everyone was finished, we would all throw our paper plates at the fan. So the fan would be on like full piss, spinning around, right? It's like fucking Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
And we would all have our plates like covered in gravy.
I was supposed to say, isn't there gravy? There's always, you can never finish peas. There's always a rogue spare pea.
Yeah, or like a little bit of applesauce. Or
cranberry
like
sauce?
Just, you know,
a
anything.
A clump of cranberry.
Literally anything.
So when you throw it into the, does it not just like, ting? Oh, there's gravy flying around. And
yeah, and it would just like go, like it would just be such a mess. And like you'd have a little bit of party pop, like Christmas cracker, and you'd throw that up and it would fucking bizz away and there'd be ribbon from something and like wrapping paper from someone's present would end up in the, and I don't know why it started, but yeah, so we would sit there and like throw all of our plates at the fan. I don't even know. I just have no idea why it's a thing.
So you, every Christmas, always at the Lodge household.
Yeah.
And then I believe you're 19 or 20 and you're hanging out with, you end up Torb's invites you to the family thing.
Yeah, so it was like the first Christmas.
Sorry that I've forgotten how to talk.
No,
the thought
that's
of
okay.
Gravy has entered my brain.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So
I'm thinking about Christmas lunch as well,
so
don't worry.
You eventually, so Torbs goes, come and have Christmas lunch with my family.
Yeah.
Do you finish your meal, get the plate and fucking just, because what else do you know?
So I'm just like sitting there and I've got like a ceramic plate.
Oh, fuck, you got a biscuit.
And I'm like, well, that's going to break.
I've watched the Olympics. These
how am I
going to
throw
fly.
This in the air? And everyone goes, why are you fucking doing that for? But, yeah, so I'm sitting down and they, like, they kind of do a thing where, like, everybody brings, like, a dish.
Oh, that's fine.
So our thing used to be that, like, mum just did everything. But they kind of
– our tradition is mum does all the work.
Is that mum is in charge. But, yeah, so their thing was, like, everybody brings a plate and there was kind of, you know, someone bring, like, a curry, someone bring a turkey. Like, so
but
it was a big mishmash.
Did you know that throwing plates into the fam was a Lodge thing, or did you just assume it was like a Christmas thing? Because again, once you're young, and it's like, well, that's all I know.
So if I'd been a bit younger, I reckon I probably would have been like, oh, you know how you do that thing?
Yeah.
But because I was a bit older and I'd kind of said to friends, like, oh, you know how you do that? And they went, what?
What?
And it's like you say it and then you go, I've just heard what I said.
And I sound like a fucking idiot.
And that's when you start to question it. But I didn't know any different. That's what we'd always done. And then I remember, yeah, saying to like a girlfriend or whatever, being like, oh, you know, you do that thing. And I was like, what the fuck? Don't you get gravy everywhere? Isn't there a rogue pee? Where's the camera? So, like, everyone has the same question.
I've been asked these questions for 20 years and I still don't have a fucking answer. So in the episode thread today, Tony and Ryan podcast on Facebook, go and tell us your like family traditions, or not even traditions, but like those things where you always did it.
It's a
quirk. Normal.
Yeah.
Until you mentioned it and went, are you guys not doing that?
Yeah.
Because
not everyone doing that one.
When I think of Thanksgiving, when I think of Christmas, I think of something that our family here in Australia does.
Yeah.
And it seems normal to us.
Yeah.
We do it every year. But my girlfriend at the time, Kez, this would have been 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She comes to family Christmas.
Yeah. That's a big deal, bringing a partner to Christmas.
Yeah. Kez would have done a few Christmases. And the first time she rocked up, we started doing something that we always do.
Yeah.
And she almost like...
Anal.
No, the family.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about you and Kez.
So...
Merry Kezmas.
We start doing something that the family always does.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she actually pushed back her chair and just went, what the fuck is this?
What is it?
And it wasn't until that moment that I went, oh.
We're not all doing this.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked, eh?
What is it?
So when my mum, Mandy, who you've met.
Yeah.
Have you met my auntie, Linda?
No, not yet.
And auntie, Sally, three sisters.
Yeah.
Mum and sister. When they have a few champagnes, shit gets rowdy.
Yeah, and because mums don't, I don't know what it is, but my mum never drank except like on Christmas she'd have a fucking, you know, Midori illusion and she'd be anyone's.
And now cousin Bonnie and cousin Rach, they'll have a couple of wines and it's just like, it's just loud.
But it's just real so, loud. Everyone's laughing, everyone's merry.
Having a great time.
Yeah.
Couldn't like, not to like glamorize alcohol, but like in the most positive way.
Yeah.
There's no nitpicking or argy, but it's just everyone, but it's just loud.
Yeah.
It's so loud because everyone is having a mad time. And because there's now partners and kids, there's probably like 16, 18 people around the table. Oh, like it's a big, you know, it's
that's
a trestle,
my dream.
It's a trestle table. Yeah. It's, you know,
and
fold
the card
out
table from the upstairs and the outside chairs are inside.
As the table goes down the room, it starts changing width. You know, it's like the different tables underneath the tablecloth.
Yeah.
and so we do this thing every year where we go around the circle of the room and we say, what's the best thing that happened to you this year? Or what's your favorite memory from the year?
Oh my God, I've got actual goosebumps.
Yeah. And then we go around again like after dessert and say, what's your thing you're looking forward to next year? And then so a common one in the last few years, there's been Bridget and I got married. So it's like, best thing this year, we got engaged.
You got married,
and everyone's like, woo! And then what's the best thing next year? We're going to get married. And it's a beautiful time and it just sets a tone of loving and stuff. But because everyone's been drinking.
Yeah.
And because it starts getting loud.
Yeah, and everyone's eating. So
and I can't express just the loudness. You know when you're like drinking out the back and you and someone's trying to sleep in the house and, and they're like, can you keep it down? You're like, yeah. And then you think you're keeping it down, but you're the fucking loudest thing of all.
Yeah.
It's like that. So we had to incorporate a talking stick.
For your family Christmas.
So you hold the stick. And
is it like a special stick or is it like just whatever someone picks up?
No, it's a specific stick.
Oh.
It's a beautiful stick, actually. It's I think it's almost like two sticks that have been intertwined and like a Aboriginal like carving.
Oh, beautiful.
With like in beautiful pictures and art. Like it sounds weird to say. It's a beautiful stick.
Yeah, it's not just like a fucking stick that BJ brought in from outside.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what I'm picturing.
Yeah, and grandma, actually most of my family you know, really appreciate the Indigenous artwork. So I think it must have started. It would have been just like on a table or a thing at grandma's house.
Oh.
And one year someone going, fucking hell.
We need a system.
Just reach out and grab the stick. And now that's the stick.
Yeah, right.
So you'd get the stick and you go, yep, the best thing that happened this year is Bridget and I bought Beyonce's Airbnb and we've finally got a place to call our own. We're going to live there forever. We've moved in. It's beautiful. That's the best thing that happened to me this year.
You pass it
on. And you pass the stick
on.
And so I said to Kez at the time, and I had to have this chat with Bridget as well, and everyone else has had to have a chat with their partner. You're like, so the family's pretty loud. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And I go, nah, but like. we need a stick.
Yeah. There needed to be a law in place.
Yeah, yeah. We had to create, and then some people start like not respecting the stick.
See, that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
The power that comes with a totem that means you can speak would be, I'd be drunk with power. Be like, sorry, do you have the fucking stick? It's actually my turn.
There's a lot of chat like that. And then when you've been drinking, that's obviously hilarious.
Yeah.
And then people are laughing and then they go, what are they laughing at? And it can become chaos real quick. And I don't want to name names, but Cousin Bonnie does not respect the stick and she should respect it more.
Okay.
And
she's a big fan of this podcast.
Podcast choice, yes. Stick, respect, no.
Okay.
There's her strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not telling anyone else what to do with their life.
Yeah, and you're not going to name her. You're not going to say, oh, my cousin Bonnie. You know, it's private.
No, yeah. And I wouldn't say that she should get my jacket back that she borrowed from 2 years ago.
Oh, my God, I haven't stopped hearing about that.
Yeah, I did actually promise her a Frank Green water bottle and then told her I didn't have any left, so.
Oh.
So maybe keep the jacket.
Oh, well, if she wanted one, she should have become a champion tapper.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guys that have already done that.
Yeah. So I don't think I'll ever forget the look when I have told people we have a stick.
Of people going, and then when you look over the table at them and go, this is why we need it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's fucking kicking off. And
everyone goes, what the fuck? And then about 13 seconds in, they go, oh, yeah, nah, get a bigger stick.
Yeah.
Get more sticks. Get noise-canceling headphones. Maybe have a microphone on the stick and that's all. You know when in Parliament when they can turn the people off? That's what it should be. But let's do what you love to see. But yeah, and I hope everyone's having a great, if you celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just the holiday season for everybody. I think it's like a big time for holidays.
Yeah. If you want to implement a stick,
Ryan's
recommend
got a guy.
It. Yeah, I got
a
guy.
Stick guy.
I'm a stick guy.
My love to see it for the video show for the end of this week is a post that was in my like community Facebook group. There's like a Richmond 3121 group.
Yes.
And
what's the latest there? It's a very
It does get quite dramatic, but
yep.
This one's a sweet one. Someone posted this on behalf of two brothers that have started a business.
Oh, great.
I think they're about 7 and 8 years old and they've started a dog agency and it says, need a sitter for your pup? I'm going to show you the poster because it's very cute. I will post it in the Facebook thread.
Dog agency, need a sitter for your pup.
And so there's a hand-drawn dog.
Yep.
And it says, call us between 4 and 5.30 on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday and we can walk your dogs from 2 to 6 on weekdays and 1 to 4 on weekends. Feeding is $1 extra and training, this says, training $2 extra might take a few days. Grand opening 1st of December. And they've got a phone number on there. So it's obviously like their mum or dad's number or something. And they've got like a hand-drawn dog that they've like coloured in with text art. I will share it in the group with the number blurred out because obviously.
Oh, no, give them a call. Hey, mate, they're trying to run a business.
No, if people are interested.
Are you going to deprive them of advertising?
If people are actually in the area, I'm happy to pass the number on. In Richmond.
Oh, of course. It's in our group.
Yeah.
Are you going to use them?
I should have mentioned where it was.
Are you going to use them?
Oh, well, I've actually got a dog walker guy that's checking the radar. I mean, is it $5 extra for them to check the radar before they take her out?
Maybe you should offer that as a
service. My dog can't be touched with water. I don't know if you've heard that. But
maybe they should have that. Do they have radar on the piece of paper?
They don't. I'll reach out to them and offer them the suggestion. But
I
just
would look after our, like if we brought our dogs into work, they would just like.
Well, that can't do during school. I mean, they've got very specific hours that they're available.
Mate, they're businessmen. They're not going to go to school. How old are they again?
I think they're like 7 and 8. They might be a bit older than that.
I think we can all agree that after the age of 7 or 8, you don't really learn that much more for the rest of school.
Yeah, mate, you definitely didn't.
I learned how to dress like this.
But I thought that was really, really
cute.
Like, we all tried to do things like that as kids, like babysitting or dog sitting.
I tried to sell chocolate snakes.
Chocolate snakes.
Like I got like little snakes, the lollies.
Yeah.
And then melted down a bunch of chocolate and then put the snakes in the chocolate and then like dry and then tried to sell them to neighbours.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
It was a very unsuccessful business and a very unhygienic business.
Yeah,
too.
It doesn't sound great. You got your fucking dairy milk in the microwave.
Or actually, now thinking about it, imagine some four-year-old turns up with these fucking
grimy little fucking fingers.
Oh, do you want to eat some of this chocolate I made at home?
Yeah, but like, oh, I made this. Do you want to buy it? No.
Not really. How much is it? I don't care because I'm not paying. Get off my property.
Yeah, it actually is. It's a moot point how much it costs. I don't fucking want it.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough to take it.
Yeah, or if you take it and you go, thank you so much, and you just pop it in the bin.
Fuck. I actually thinking about that now, I'm actually embarrassed. I'm cringing.
I would be. That's fucking awful.
I'm cringing
awful.
About
it's
how bad that
was. It's not cute like this.
I think I ate the snakes personally.
Yeah,
no one was
probably.
I'm a bit ashamed.
And your mum probably went, where'd all those snakes go? I bought those for such and such's birthday or something.
You mean inventory? That was a cost of goods sold.
Yeah.
Hashtag not sold. I think I've said this before. Has there ever been a movie written better for a specific actor than School of Rock for Jack Black?
Oh, yeah, it's so perfect.
It's so perfect. Yeah. And I don't know if you know, the brother or whatever who's the teacher that Jack Black's filling in for?
Mr. Schneebly.
Yeah, he wrote that movie, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack Black, I don't know, he just seems like a fun guy.
Yeah.
So this video pops up and you just fucking love to see it. This kid, I'll just say broadly, like having a rough trot.
Okay.
And a tough time of it.
Aww.
He's in a wheelchair as well, I believe. But he loves School of Rock.
Oh, who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're at this event and like Jack Black's there. And they're like, oh, Jack, can you like come over and like
say hey?
Say
and
hey,
you know,
like,
we've got your biggest fan here.
Yeah, yeah. And like, he would get this all day, every day.
Totally.
He's a very, like, recognisable, like, a unique-looking dude.
And he's been, like, this sounds really dumb.
Yeah.
But he's been, like, famous for a long time.
Yeah.
You know how some people kind of, like, come in and out of Vogue or whatever? He's, like, stayed the test of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it could be easy to be like, oh, hey, guys, thanks heaps, and fuck off.
Nice to meet you, see ya.
Yeah. So he goes over to the kid and goes, oh, you love School of Rock. What's your favourite part? And the kid goes, oh, the bit where you, like, sing about this thing.
Yeah.
And he sits down next to him and he holds his hand and looks him in the eye and sings the whole song together with the guy.
Oh,
should we play a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, well, it'll be on the video show, so people will have already seen it. No.
Well, we can hear it because there's like...
Oh, okay. Sort of...
Uh-huh.
Oh,
thank you.
And what's your favorite part of the movie?
Uh-huh.
And what song does he sing? What song does he sing?
In the end of time, there was a man who knew the road.
Are you recording?
And the writing was written on the stone.
That's the song, right?
That's the song? Yeah.
And you think you'll be just fine without me, but you're mine.
You can
kick me out of the brown.
Oh, that's so nice.
Right?
The band is mine.
That's so sweet.
And like I was saying, it seems insignificant, but he's like kneeling on the ground.
Yeah.
He's holding his hand. He's looking him in the eye, fucking giving a bang up performance.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
that's really, really sweet. And to take the time out to do that, like you said, he would get stopped
all the time. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so lovely.
That is lovely.
What a nice way to finish the week.
Very lovely way to finish the week.
Oh, we both did like cute ones.
That is cute. Oh, now my computer's... Should we just sit here and I'll just watch stuff on YouTube?
No. All right. Well, it was good until then. No, thank you so much for joining us this week. Big announcement on Monday.
Get ready. Get ready. Why am I doing this?
I don't know.
It's my excited hands.
I wish it wasn't. Get those excited hands away from me.
Everyone gets freaked out when they see the size of our coffees. Because in America, it's like... 3 times the size.
Oh, yeah, they're small here.
Yeah.
I don't need a big one, otherwise my tummy gets too full.
What about your coffee?
Luckily for you, I just said I don't need a big one.
Hi, my name's Ryan. Let's get the fuck out of here.
What?
Monday.
Why would you say, hi, my name's Ryan?
You don't need a big one. I'm like, here's my chance.
Oh. Ooh. We'll see you on Monday. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe if we make it. Fucking love you. Thank you so much for watching and for listening.
Good evening and good night. Monday, actually, no. Monday, something's going to happen and a lot of people, a lot of TARPers, their life will be different because of it.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget it. That's fair to say.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope not. Yeah.
One of us is excited.
I literally was the one that remembered. You forgot it was happening.
But now that I have remembered, I'm excited.
Oh, my God. I've had enough of you today.
Yeah. I've had enough, mate.
Yeah.
I've had enough of me too. I'm with you on that.
We're going. Love you. Bye.
You'd rather hang out with a radar guy than me today.
You fucking better believe it. That's
that
not
annoying.
Good for you.
No. I'm embarrassed.
Love you. Bye.